from LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Jonice Franklin with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton.
A couple of weeks ago, Governor Andy Beshear was predicting that the state would have around a $500 million budget shortfall because of a decline in tax revenue during the coronavirus pandemic. This week, he said that's not going to happen. What's going on here?
Basically, the state brought in more money during the coronavirus pandemic than predicted, but also Beshear had cut state agency budgets by about 1% across the board, which freed up some money. The thing that Beshear and budget writers were really worried about was a drop in tax revenue from income and sales taxes, which that makes up about 75% of Kentucky's entire budget. That didn't happen as severely as predicted. People were still buying things and making money, and there was a last-minute infusion of cash after people filed their taxes. That deadline had been pushed back from April 15th to July 15th because of the pandemic, so there was this late windfall of money that came in.
Okay, so but Beshear is again predicting that the future might not be so rosy.
Yeah, Beshear is saying that without federal help, basically money from Congress to prop up state budgets, that the state could have a $1.1 billion shortfall this year. That's about 10% of the state's entire yearly budget.
You know, when a state loses revenue, what's impacted are the largest areas we spend money on. It's just education and health care. There are significant areas where we're not going to have the revenue as it normally comes in next year.
There is, of course, some precedence for this. Congress provided a relief package to Kentucky and other states in the wake of the 2008 recession. But those discussions are still ongoing in Washington. They've been talking about what the next coronavirus relief package will look like for months now. And between this budget issue and people about to be losing that $600 weekly supplement to their unemployment checks, hopefully the rubber is starting to hit the road.
Okay, also this week, the Kentucky Supreme Court refused to remove a Scott County judge from presiding over a lawsuit dealing with Beshear's coronavirus executive orders. Beshear claimed that judge couldn't be impartial because he had a personal relationship with Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles, who brought the lawsuit, right?
Yeah, sounds like a soap opera, right? Beshear pointed to a Twitter post made by this judge, Brian Privet, showing a photo of him with Quarles at a campaign event in 2018. Kentucky Supreme Court Chief Justice denied Beshear's request to remove the judge, saying that those social media posts weren't enough to show that he was impartial. I thought this case was interesting because of how much it sounded like when former Governor Matt Bevin tried to get a judge removed from a case for liking a post by a Democratic state representative, and Bevin won. The Chief Justice ruled in that case that it should serve as a cautionary tale to all Kentucky judges who use social media. Anyway, the Scott County judge is out of the picture at this point anyway. Beshear appealed that ruling, and the Supreme Court is currently deciding the legality of Beshear's coronavirus-related executive orders.
Okay, finally, Marcy's Law will once again be on the ballot this year, and once again, a group of defense lawyers is suing to block it. We've talked a lot about this over the years. Remind us, what is Marcy's Law and why is this group suing?
Marcy's Law is this proposal to add a new section to the state constitution. It would add 10 new rights for crime victims, including the right to be notified and testify at court hearings involving those accused of committing crimes against those victims. It's this massive proposal that passed out of the legislature back in 2018, but the referendum for that was ultimately struck down because of a lawsuit saying the ballot language for it was too vague. So, fast forward, it passed again, but this time around, the entire proposal amendment will be on the ballot in November. The Kentucky Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers argues that Marcy's Law would tip the scales of justice in favor of those who say crimes have been committed against them versus the accused. They also say that the proposal is too long to be on the ballot anyway. I think it's going to be interesting to see if it makes it onto the ballot because the whole thing will have to be printed out on everybody's ballot, especially in this age of mail-in balloting. If it is expanded once again in Kentucky, that's going to be a pretty thick envelope.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportkpd. That's wfpl.org/supportkpd. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at WFPL.org.
Support for LPM Podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.